Even in years when water is plentiful, there are at least mild disagreements about who gets how much water in the Klamath Basin. The highlands east of the Cascades send water down into Upper Klamath Lake, ultimately down the Klamath River into California and onto the ocean. Recent years have seen less water, more fighting, and some significant ideas for improving things, like removing four dams from the Klamath River on the California side. The Klamath Water Users Association is often right in the middle of many water debates, and the association's executive director, Scott White, recently resigned. JPR's April Ehrlich, one of the producers of this program, caught up with Scott White for this interview.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Obviously, I'm calling because I heard that you're resigning, and you had been with the Klamath Water Users since 2016, is that right?
Yep, just about 3 years.
What were you doing before that?
I was the Klamath Basin Water Master for the state of Oregon.
What does the Water Master do?
They regulate water rights, and one of the real challenges of that job was the water rights hadn't been established in the Klamath Basin up until 2013. So being the water master, when you adjudicate the water rights, you get the privilege of regulating water rights for the first time in history. So, and just to top it off, we had a drought year in 2013 as well.
So that sounds like that was also a pretty challenging position.
Very much, yes.
That's interesting that you went from a state position where you're kind of negotiating between water users and maybe conservationists, and then you went into this other position where you are just with the water users. What was that transition like?
Well, I mean, obviously one of the real challenges of being a water master and regulating water rights is you have to regulate per the law, and what the law states is it's based on prior appropriation. So basically the first in time, first in right as far as water rights go. So you're having to actually shut water users off in order to satisfy other more senior water users. And you know, I never really enjoyed that part of the job. I always look at myself as a problem solver, and so I would always try to help the water users as much as I could to try and identify opportunities for them to survive, basically, or get through the water year, or maybe restructure their water rights in order to continue with their lifestyle.
So it sounds like maybe the transition was pretty easy because you just went from working with water users to continuing working with water users. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I thought the transition would be easy. And generally speaking, I mean, it was on a personal level. The challenges were certainly different coming over to the Water Users Association. This basin is certainly not short of its complexities. The dynamics are constantly changing. The politics are changing constantly. And so, you know, having to weigh all of that stuff and, again, trying to come in and identify solutions for the long term, you know, it really took its toll. And I think when we had that long-term agreement called the KBRA that did not go forward, you know, we were really trying to find another opportunity to identify those long-term solutions. And unfortunately, I think this basin just turned back towards the old ways of litigating again. And it really, it's hard trying to navigate through litigation. And furthermore, it's hard to even think about long-term solutions when you're constantly on the defense and you can't talk to your the other stakeholders in the basin and things like that. So it, 2018, this last year, being a drought year, we had court-ordered injunctions for river flows, we had other litigation that was ongoing. It just really took its toll, and I needed to step back and think about what's most important in my life, and that's my family.
So you said that the basin went back to its old ways of using litigation. What do you mean by that?
Well, for over a decade, all the stakeholders up and down the basin, they came together and they tried to forge a long-term solution. And during that time, the basin was generally litigation-free. while they were trying to negotiate that settlement. And so there's a lot of benefit to that in the sense that you can sit down and collaborate with what I would call partners to come up with a solution that benefits everybody. Unfortunately, when that solution did not come to fruition, I think some of the stakeholders felt that they needed to litigate in order to go back to the old ways.
All right. And when did that happen? What year was that?
In 2016, my first year with the association here, litigation was brought by downstream tribes. There was also litigation brought on the refuge from conservation groups. That's when that started. It was in 2016, and that the downstream tribe litigation that resulted in court-ordered flows for the river that came off the back of the project irrigators, the Klamath Reclamation Project irrigators, that is. So we were then forced into a position of having to try to figure out how to maintain status quo on the project with less water, and that was certainly a challenge in and of itself. And then you throw 2018 into the mix, you've got further litigation brought by the Klamath tribes that more or less would have just shut the project down if that would have gone through. And we still had the injunction flows on the river. So we were trying to figure out how to navigate through all this litigation and still make it possible for folks out on the project to pay the bills.
I'm April Ehrlich, producer with the Jefferson Exchange. I'm speaking with Scott White, the former president of the Klamath Water Users Association, who recently resigned amid droughts and lawsuits over water in the basin. This is a pre-recorded interview, so we are not taking listener calls or emails. So earlier you had said that this is a pretty complicated basin. What makes the Klamath Basin more complicated than others throughout the state?
Boy, this could take a while. you've got a federal reclamation project. You've got state water rights. You've got a state border between Oregon and California. California does have Oregon state water rights that were adjudicated. Just different jurisdictions. The way the water works through the basin is extremely complex. You've got Upper Klamath Lake, where you've got two listed species. You've got the river that has another species. The Klamath Project is stuck in the middle. You've got above the Klamath Reclamation Project, who are generally just state water users that have been impacted by regulation since 2013. On the project, you've got a number of different irrigation districts, so you're not just working with one irrigation district. There's probably more that I'm not thinking about right now, but that's kind of it in a nutshell.
So it sounds like some of the litigation kind of started up right when you started with the Klamath Water Users. Would you say that those were all of the challenges? I mean, altogether, what were some of the challenges you faced since you became executive director?
Well, I think litigation certainly tops the list. And trying to figure out how to get water to your guys out on the project when you're in the middle of litigation, or you've got litigation that resulted in less water to them. So we've been looking for opportunities to how can we potentially use groundwater to supplement the lack of surface water. You know, obviously one of the other large challenges is this basin is just plagued with drought, and it has been for a number of years. And you know, overall, I mean, ultimately, I think there's enough water to go around. I think just folks have a different mindset on where that water should be used or what that water should be used for. And the endangered species that I mentioned earlier, that certainly doesn't help because, you know, we've got struggling species that are considered greatly in determining how much water the project gets.
I'm April Ehrlich, producer with the Jefferson Exchange. This is a pre-recorded interview with Scott White, the former president of the Klamath Water Users Association. He recently resigned amid droughts and lawsuits over water in the basin. Since this is a pre-recorded interview, we are not taking listener calls or emails.
So what were some of the accomplishments that you're proud of that you had while you were executive director?
Well, I mentioned all the irrigation districts. When I first came on, I was successful in getting a couple of other big irrigation districts to join the organization. So I think today we're a more united organization than we were when I first started. This year in particular, you know, I mentioned how challenging it was, but at the end of the day, we were able to secure some federal funding to help folks through the drought. We had a late start this year, and so we got some federal funding to help folks pump groundwater to help out the entire project, as well as folks who chose to idle their ground be compensated for that since they weren't able to grow a crop this year. In addition, we got some legislation that provides authorities for ongoing drought relief money, should that be appropriated. We've got the federal government starting to look at our power costs. Our power costs have gone up upwards of 2,000% in some cases since the mid-2000s. And so looking at that to try and identify some opportunities to lower power costs is certainly going to help just from a water efficiency standpoint on the project. And we've also gotten through some legislation that streamlines the movement of non-project water through project facilities, which is just an efficiency thing. I would also add that, you know, I mentioned the late start we had. That was extremely unfortunate for a lot of guys, and I mentioned the Klamath Tribes litigation that more or less would have shut down the project in the middle of the season. We were able to, prevail in that case, and so the project didn't get shut off. So I'm extremely, extremely happy that folks got to finish the season out and harvest what they did produce this year and actually continue to make a living.
So who's going to take your place?
I don't know. that's yet to be determined, and that's up to the board, and I think the board is getting ready to actively begin recruiting.
And there's going to be somebody who's going to step in for you in the meantime, right?
In the meantime, our general counsel is going to be stepping in and doing the executive director duties.
And what's next for you?
Well, I need to just take a little bit of time to reflect and decompress and recharge my batteries. And that's a big question mark right now, and it's a question mark on purpose. I've had a lot of folks call me and ask that very question and maybe even offer certain things, but I just need a little bit of time to myself and with my family to really reflect and see where I want to go from here.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I would just add that, I've been really blessed working for these guys. The family farmers and ranchers are great folks out here, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I've been extremely proud of what I've done here. I'm proud of the folks for surviving and just continuing to pursue a long-term solution to this. It's just the will of these people is absolutely incredible, and I admire them to death.
Thank you again, and take care. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, April.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.